Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Q4 and FY21 earnings call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Malika. Good evening, everyone. And on behalf of DAM Capital, I welcome all of you on the Q4 FY21 earnings call of Supreme Industries Limited. I hope everyone of you and your loved ones are safe and doing well in these trying times, and wish that all of us come out of this well. From the management side, we have with us Mr. N.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. R.J. Sabu, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. We will start the call with brief remarks from the management side and then open the floor for questions. Over to you, Mr. Taparia.
Of the Supreme Industries Limited, along with my colleagues, Sri P.C. Somani, Chief Finance Officer, and Sri R.J. Sabu, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the audited standalone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2021. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I will be brief on company's product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 111,238 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of Rs. 2049 crore during the first quarter of the current year against sales of 103,200 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of Rs. 1380 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 8% and 48% respectively. The company sold 409,109 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of Rs. 6177 crore during the year under review against sales of 411,521 tons and net product turnover of Rs. 5408 crore in the previous year, resulting volume degrowth of about 1% and product value growth of about 14% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the fourth quarter of the current year amounted to Rs. 2088 crore and Rs. 584 crore, as compared to Rs. 1405 crore and Rs. 276 crore of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase in consolidated income and operating profit of about 49% and 112% respectively. The consolidated income and operating profit during the year under review amounted to Rs. 6361 crore and Rs. 1435 crore, as compared to Rs. 5487 crore and Rs. 862 crore for the previous year, recording increase in consolidated income and operating profit of about 16% and 66% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the fourth quarter of the current year amounted to Rs. 528 crore and Rs. 450 crore, as compared to Rs. 219 crore and Rs. 114 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase in profit before tax and profit after tax of about 141% and 295% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax during the year under review amounted to Rs. 1,212 crore and Rs. 978 crore, as compared to Rs. 636 crore and Rs. 464 crore for the previous year, recording increase of about 91% and 111% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the year ended 31st March 2021 as compared to previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business degrew by 2% in volume and grew by 19% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 7% in volume and 8% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 7% in volume and 13% in value term. Consumer product segment business degrew by 11% in volume and 8% in value term. The board of directors has recommended payment of final dividend at a rate of Rs. 17 per equity share on 12,70,26,870 equity shares of Rs. 2 each for the year ended 31st March 2021, which together with interim dividend paid at Rs. 5 per equity share aggregate to Rs. 22 per equity share in the current year, previous year Rs. 14 per equity share. Total outflow of dividend shall absorb a sum of Rs. 279 crore as against Rs. 214 crore, which included dividend distribution tax in previous year. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to Rs. 2,480 crore as compared to Rs. 2,070 crore in the previous year, achieving growth of 20%. The company has become debt-free during the year and has cash surplus fund of Rs. 759 crore as on 31st March 2021 as against net borrowing of Rs. 217 crore as on 31st March 2020. With expected growth in the business of several verticals, the company took a step to put new production unit and also expand capacity in several of its existing units and incurred capex of Rs. 314 crore in the year 2020 and 2021, and further committed capex of about Rs. 198 crore, which shall fructify for production and usage during current year. During the current year, that is 2021-2022, the company envisaged new capex in the range of about Rs. 400 crore, including carried forward commitment of Rs. 198 crore at the beginning of the year, mainly on the following: putting new unit at Assam to manufacture PVC pipe and roto and blow molded product, putting up a plastic powder complex near Cuttack in Odisha, where required land has already been purchased and taken possession thereof, putting up a plastic powder complex near Erode in Tamil Nadu. The company has already taken possession of about 33 acre land from SIPCOT. Establishing capacity to manufacture olefin fitting and PEX piping system at Jalchala. Expanding capacity of its bath fitting product at Pondicherry. Adding variety of new injection molded fitting product in its plastic piping product division. To add new model of injection molded furniture, grate and pallet in the company's range of furniture and material handling product. Adding several capacities of water tank molds and additional roto molding machine. To increase capacity of industrial component molding at various locations in view of increased business opportunity. To add necessary equipment at its protective packaging and performance packaging division. To install rooftop solar energy generation plant at various locations. To install balancing equipment at various locations. a result of the nationwide lockdown imposed by the government of India, the operation of the company was temporarily disrupted at its various manufacturing facilities, impacting production and dispatch from the second half of March 2020. The company has resumed operations since last week of April 2020 or first week of May 2020 in compliance with the guidelines issued by the respective authorities and is continuing to take adequate precautions for safety and well-being of its colleagues at all levels. In view of the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, few states reintroduced some restrictions and the company continued to remain vigilant and cautious and shall take all appropriate steps to mitigate the resultant impact. The year and two was the toughest in the history of the company. It started with an extreme negative outlook. The company had to keep operation of 24 plants closed for most part of the month of April 2020 and could begin in a gradual manner from last week of April 2020 onward. In the last 10 days, just before closing of the year, the business has again witnessed tough situation as COVID-19 second wave started affecting the general public with alarming speed. The situation became further volatile due to steep increase in polymer prices. The increase in PVC prices were steepest. In the last 40 years, international price of PVC have never reached to the level seen in April 2021, especially in India. The company, however, has come out of the two extreme adverse situation with unparalleled performance, where the profit of the company was highest in its 79 year of operation. This was partly supported by more than rupee 200 crore inventory gain on account of raw material price increase, which accrued in its operation for the year. Even with the temporary setback which the company is experiencing in the month of April 2021, the company has not reduced its capex plan for the year 21-22. In the current year, not only there will be a brownfield expansion of capacities and new products at the existing plant, but the company is also embarked on putting up three new greenfield plants in the state of Assam, Odisha, and Tamil Nadu during the current year. The government at the central and state has put the priority focus on Jal Jeevan Mission, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, sanitation and affordable houses to all, and development of 100 smart cities on all India basis. Niti Aayog is declared following a growth driver across the country. Government infrastructure spending, increasing construction, increasing industrial production, rising demand from irrigation sector, replacement of aging pipe, providing affordable house to all, heavy investment by government in irrigation, housing and sanitization. All the above are growth drivers which will boost the business of plastic piping system. Cross-limited film product demand will boost in the coming year as weather forecast by SkyMet, the monsoon in India is predicted to be normal with La Nina scare. The thrust in coming year in export will be mainly on developing newer applications, entering new markets and targeting chain stores and supermarkets for sale through their online portal. The company is also increasing its capacity from present 27,000 per annum to 30,000 ton per annum and expect the export to grow further in the coming year, apart from increasing the sale of made-up products. The company's furniture range is sold on various e-commerce portals through a few dedicated channel partners. Its e-commerce business grew by 100% during the year, and consumer behavior during the year showed a major shift toward online shopping. The company, along with its channel partner, geared up its infrastructure to meet the sudden rising demand. The company is focused on increasing its online presence and product offering and sees this as a future growth driver. In industrial component division, business conditions are not clear due to huge surge in COVID cases in the country, necessitating to put across stringent curbs by various state governments. However, company feels business scenario remains bullish in medium and long term with business-friendly policies by the government. Company has thus planned needs-based capacity expansion to handle the projected increased demand going forward. In material handling division, company has shown good growth in essential commodities, retail industrial sector, fruit and vegetable segment, e-commerce, FMCG, fisheries, jumbo crate, dairy segment, and injection molded dustbin. The company plans to introduce new model in pallet, crate, crate, and ice boxes in roto molding and well poised for growth in the current year. In composite LPG cylinder division, the updated component design and improved plant processes following POCA yoke system have yielded excellent result with no customer complaint issued since third quarter 2019. Repeated order from existing as well as new customer is to testimony to the excellent quality of the current product offering. The largest Indian oil marketing company, Messrs. Indian Oil Corporation Limited, purchased small quantity of composite cylinder in March 2021 for marketing trial in four cities in India. This augurs well for the long-awaited introduction of composite cylinder in Indian market. In protective packaging division, good growth is shown in civil and export sector. New variant of interlock mat for various sport applications has been developed by using recycled material. The company expects good business in the coming year. Performance packaging film, being part of intermediary to essential product category, has done well, particularly in dairy and oil industry. Continuous effort to develop new product will help the division grow better and add more value-added product in its fold. With available production capacity, improved product mix, and focus on increasing customer base, the company expects to achieve volume and value growth in this business in the current year. This is an overall summary for the quarter and the year under reference. Thank you for your presence. Now, I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to various questions which may be asked by you. Thank you very much for your presence. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kashyap from Teleme Partners. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Kapariyaji, and the entire Supreme team for fantastic numbers on both Supreme Petrochem and Supreme Industry.
Thank you very much, Kashyapji.
Yeah, my question was on Supreme Petrochem. I think we've seen amazing performance on the back of good spreads in, you know, between styrene monomer and polystyrene. And already the quarterly EPS, if I annualize it, we are already at 100 rupee earnings per share. And the second player, LG Chemicals, is clearly out of the market and not expected to come in soon. Just wanted to understand from you what is the prognosis of how you see the situation ahead in terms of the environment in which Supreme Petrochem has it kind of got structurally better.
Sorry, say it again, please. Hello?
Kashyap, can you repeat what you
want? Yeah, please.
Yeah, no, I was just wanted to check how do you see the environment under which Supreme Petrochem operates in terms of the spreads and also in terms of the competitive intensity?
No, presently the imports are the one local producer and also imports are coming regularly in a big way. But however, the demand from consumer appliance segment is going quite robust. Temporarily, due to this lockdowns in many locations, in the demand looks low in the month of April, May, but going forward, with the new capacity coming up to make consumer appliances, not only for domestic market, but for international market from India, we expect the demand will go on growing nicely. Based on the expected growth in demand, the company has taken in hand to expand capacity of polystyrene by 90,000 tons and capacity of EPS by 30,000 tons. This all increased capacity of 120,000 tons will be on one after another starting December 2021 by March 2022. The delta between styrene monomer and polystyrene remains robust now. The world market is quite willing to pay a premium on the polystyrene and HIPS. So we expect to enjoy good delta between styrene and polystyrene for near-term market. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear. Kashyap?
Yeah, please. Yeah, please. I think I covered Mr. Kashyap's questions.
Yeah.
Please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Bagul from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking the question, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Three questions. First, I'd like to understand from you, you know, how is the near-term scenario, especially given Q4 and Q1 is very high in terms of irrigation demand. Also, we saw that over the last few months, there has been a resurgence in terms of real estate. So I just wanted to understand from you how the COVID second wave is impacting our business in terms of the near-term outlook. Also, if you can help me understand, what is your thoughts on the PVC trend, the resin price?
Anyway, I take the second question first. The PVC prices, according to us, has reached its peak, and we anticipate this slowly but surely that PVC prices now should start going down. Coming to the demand was reasonably robust up to 20th March. Thereafter, demand slowed down due to the very fast upsurge of COVID due to second wave. The demand remains slightly lower in April than what was normally expected. But as April, May, June was quite weak last year, compared to April, May, June, definitely April was far better this year compared to last year April. May, June, too early to forecast, but we do not know how the country will steer through during the month of May and June. So we don't know whether they will go for some complete country lockdown. We don't anticipate. There are some regional lockdown happening, but with the regional lockdown also, we believe that demand for agriculture is now revived and agriculture may still buy our product during the month of May and up to middle of June also.
Understood, sir. Understood. So that's quite helpful. So my second question is more in terms of capital allocation. We have more than 700 crores on our balance sheet as free surplus that is available. Next year also, if we have a 1200 crore EBITDA, 400 crore dollar of cash flow, we will have another 800 crores that are available to us. So I was just thinking that with such high cash levels, what is our strategy on that?
We will go on deploying the money for any gainful opportunity we are seeing in plastic product. We remain committed to go on growing business of plastic product. We have got several plastic products. We are operating in several plastic product segments. We see opportunity in all of them, and we will go on investing money as and when required in existing plant and also opening new location. As you heard me, we are already planned 3 new locations this year. So, as on today, we were in 12 states. Now, with these 3 new plants, we will be moving now to 13 states by end of March 2022.
Understood, sir. So, sir, we are not looking at either an inorganic addition or we are not looking to increase payouts. Nothing on those lines at the moment.
Nothing on?
So, my question was, are we looking at an inorganic addition? Are we looking at an acquisition or increase in payouts, either of the two?
And first, I say increase payout. Definitely, as you heard me, we increase payout from 14, from 14 rupees dividend, we have now increased 22 rupees. That 14 rupees was also added by the dividend distribution tax, but combined together, they also, we are now paying 279 crore against 214 crore last year. And we are open for inorganic acquisition if we find right fit and even in our product portfolio. We don't want to go in any inorganic acquisition if it is outside our line.
Understood, sir. Sir, one last question from your end, from my end. I just wanted to get your sense on what do you think is the PVC resin consumption on a pan-India basis. What I'm trying to understand is the magnitude to which we would have gained market share in this year.
The PVC market last year countrywide had a degrowth of 15.66%. Our company had a degrowth of PVC consumption by 3.47%. So net-net, we are able to increase our market share in PVC piping system last year.
Understood, sir. That's very helpful. Thank you so much for your answers. Congratulations once again for a great set of numbers and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amulik Patil from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. This is Amulik.
Hello.
Particularly on a great performance in the industrial segment. Historically, the volume has been in the range of around 9,000, 10,000 metric ton per quarter. This quarter, it has gone up substantially higher. What could be the reason for the same, sir?
We had a very better demand. All our plants were fully loaded. We had better demand from all our customers. The consumer appliance market was booming in the first quarter.
Yes, sir, is it any likely to be sustained in or you have gained some market share in the new products or something which has been launched in this quarter which has gained significant market share for your consumer, something like that which can attribute to such a high growth?
In this product, we are only supplying component to our customer, and definitely all are having ambition, all are, the new plants have come up, all are expanding capacity, as I said earlier. Not only they are expanding for local market, they are expanding for world market also. As the demand, as their production capacity goes up, our business of supplying component will also go up, and accordingly, we have planned additional investment in the current year.
I think earlier participant had asked question on the market share gain. You mentioned that our volume was down by around 3 to 4%, where the PVC consumption in the country was down by 15%. But sir, has this been trend even was persistent in the March, the last quarter also?
Last quarter, we had a growth of 8%.
Our pipe volume was down by 2%, sir.
Overall, degrowth, but after all, apart from PVC, we consume PVC, CPVC, we consume plastic piping system from polyethylene also, from PPR also. We use various materials for our plastic piping system.
Okay. And sir, what do you think about this year, the unorganized players which were there around, let's say, 35-40% of the pipe market pre-COVID, and probably this year it has been down by a significant number. Do you think that is there any scope for these players to come back, or the organized will continue to gain market share even if the PVC price come down substantially from level of 135 rupees per kg right now to, let's say, 100 rupees per kg or 110 rupees? Do you think that unorganized will not, I mean, will come back or not come back?
We believe that plastic piping system is a very functional product.
So
it will go on moving from the unorganized sector to organized sector. slowly but surely. The business should go on moving away from unorganized to organized. Unorganized in a local small way, they will go on operating. But all India level, the business will go on growing of the organized players.
Sir, what is the estimate by you? What could be the market share for the organized players in this financial year?
I have not made any number. Last year we found that it was around 14,000 crore overall market of plastic piping system.
Okay.
This year we have not still made because the value of the quantum has gone up due to the increase in raw material. Sure. Only gone up in PVC, has gone up in CPVC, gone up in polypropylene, gone up in polyethylene also. So we have not met the number of the last year up till now. So I cannot tell you precise number.
Sir, just last question from my side. Sir, you mentioned that agri demand was good till 20th March.
I say overall demand was good till 20th March. Agri demand didn't pick up to March. Now we are seeing some sign of coming up, which is not coming to the normal level, but definitely April, the agri demand was better than the previous quarter. The demand is there now, but demand is still not coming in a big way. More localized lockdowns. Now the shops are open only for 4 hours. So there's been big restriction on the demand growth in all the market. In every market, there is a very 4 hour operation. So they are not able to buy what they are requiring to buy. But normally May month is the peak month for agri demand. So
sure.
May only started. So I can't say today.
And sir, our for us, agri demand is 20-25% of the volume, right?
Sorry?
For Supreme, the agri demand is around 20-25% of the pipe volume.
Our main business is housing.
Yeah. That I know, sir. But sir, agri would be what percentage? 20%?
No, we don't know percentage because we are seeing that people who are buying EDC pipe, they are using for housing also.
Okay.
So precisely, I cannot say.
Okay, sir. I wish you all the good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
My first question is, could we have the segment-wise capacities of us as of March 21st?
Sonali, please help me.
Yeah. You see, the capacity, installed capacity per annum of plastic piping products about 509,000. Industrial product is close to 72,000. Packaging products about 86,000 metric ton. And consumer products 30,000 metric ton. So both put together will be 697,000 metric ton total installed capacity as on 31st March 21.
Right, sir. So, and next year, by March 22, with our expansion in line, where could we see this?
You see, the normal capex of around 300 to 400 crore, what we are talking right now, the capacity will increase by about 40,000 metric ton. I am not counting right now the Odisha and the Tamil Nadu plant. Once we freeze those specifications on plant and phase wise expansion of those plant, then we'll update you in the next quarter meeting. But with the present capex of about 400 crore in the current year, which includes carry forward capex of 198 crore, it would go up by about 40,000 metric ton.
Understand, sir. So my second question is regarding the demand scenario. How are you seeing the demand of rural versus urban, and how much percentage of our sales approximately emanate from rural India?
No, the demand was reasonably okay, but now in the month of April, we have seen the lockdown or effect, same demand came. And in the month of May also, getting more and more inclusions. So, demand is going to be definitely subdued in this quarter, but compared to last year also April, May, June was a disaster. So,
she was asking about rural versus urban. Any idea on the rural versus urban?
No, no great idea. No great. we don't see there any misery in rural area by migrant workers as we saw last year. We don't see any great misery due to migration of rural workers, migrant workers. Rural workers, the crops are good. The harvesting is very good. But we are reading in the paper, the crops coming in the market is very bountiful. And as we told you earlier, the forecast for monsoon is also normal. Normally, rural area, agriculture segment is overall looking quite okay.
Understand. So, my third question is, would you be able to quantify the inventory gains in Q4? I know you have quantified for the full year, but any idea as to how much inventory gains were there in Q4?
Can you reply one?
Yeah, you see, the larger part of inventory gain was in Q3 and Q4. Very nominal part was in earlier Q2. Because the most of the price rise has started from September onwards, or August onwards, you can say, in a steepest way. Third quarter, we had given an estimated inventory gain of over 80 crore rupees.
No, third quarter, we told 80 crore, and this in the
fourth quarter will be, say, again, 80 to 100 crore. You can say between 80 to 100 crore. Very difficult to precisely quantify that way. But since the prices were rising, out of 200 crore or so, you can say 80 to 100 crore in the fourth quarter also.
Understand, sir. So, and last question, the PVC prices currently are at about 135 rupees per kg. So how much were they at the start of April this year? So want to understand how much they have risen from over April.
They've gone up by around 70 rupees a kilo.
April, which year April you are asking?
April 20th,
he is asking. No, this year, April 21st.
April 1st and now thereafter, in the last month, the increase was very nominal. Now, the most of the increase took place up to March 2021. We started rising, the prices of PVC started falling after 18th March 2020. It went on going down. Then from 18th May 2020, the prices started rising. In the first 2 months, the prices dropped by 13.5 rupees. And then they increased by 70 rupees. So net, it has gone up by around 57 rupees compared to beginning of March 2020.
Understand, sir. So thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Jigar Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for the good set of numbers. I wanted to know about how was your PVC mix this quarter and overall FY21, like how much growth you did, and did you do any price hike in last quarter or April month for in PVC segment?
What you want to know about PVC?
He is asking about CPC, but actually, Jigar, we do not give different. Actually, we do not give separate figures for ICI for CPVC because we give a combined figure only.
I can give the number of CPVC.
Yeah, yeah.
CPVC countrywide had a degrowth of 11.63%.
Okay.
Last year.
Okay.
And our company has a growth of 3.68%.
Yeah, yeah.
So our market share in CPC has gone up.
Okay, great. And have you taken any price hike recently?
No, I don't. We go on changing the price based on the rupee dollar movement and based on the internal prices. So prices go on. As the cost goes up, we go on transferring the increased price to the product.
Okay. And my next question is on tank capacity. So, what would be the current capacity of tanks and how much expansion are we expecting this year in tanks?
What capacity are you asking, Samanji?
Tank capacity.
10?
Yeah. About 20,000 metric ton?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Sitalwat from HDFC. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Chirag Babu. Thank you very much.
So congratulations for a fantastic quarter and a fantastic year as well.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
That's very kind of you, sir. I hope things are well at your end.
We hope you are also well pleased because we remain safe. Eh? Things are very, very difficult.
Yes, sir. So I had a few questions to ask. The first was if Somaniji could give the fourth quarter margins by segment. Because you've given it for the full year, but you've not given it for the fourth quarter.
Okay. For the fourth quarter, the margin in piping segment is about 27.8%. Do you want the revenue figure also for the quarter?
No, sir, just the margin. You provided the revenue numbers. I just need the margin number.
Yeah. And for packaging product, it is about 15.8%. For industrial product segment, again 15.6%. And for a consumer product, it is 25.6%.
Great. Mr. Tabari, two questions from my side. One is obviously we've seen a big improvement in margins this year. Some of it has been driven by improvement in Silpaulin, some of it by inventory gain and so on. You know, historically, the company has always guided for 15-16% kind of margins. I wanted to get your understanding, your perspective in terms of what do you think is a sustainable margin going forward?
Our overall margin was 20% or 20.07%.
Yes, sir.
We believe out of that margin, 3% was due to inventory gain. So 3% was inventory gain. 17% was the real margin which company enjoyed in its product. And that 17% margin became by increasing the business of value-added product and by reduction in the expenses, which quite a large part of it happened by default. Whenever nobody was traveling and then many of the expenses were curtailed due to the COVID situation. But as you rightly asked, very difficult to give a forecast on the margin, but definitely our aim is to improve the margin and we were happy with the margin but we got last year.
Sir, if you take this 20% margin and remove the 3% inventory gain, you come to 17 as you said. And as you mentioned, you would have had a number of costs including travel, etc., which would have been on the lower side this year. So is it fair to say that the stable margin is actually a little bit lower than 17 because a lot of these costs would not have occurred this year but will certainly come back at some point in the future?
Maybe you can count 16.5 to 17%, maybe. Maybe after all, we are going on adding the value-added item. And our focus remains to go on increasing the sale of value-added item. We are really glad that our value-added item purchase-wise has gone up by 2%.
Right. And so the last question from my side was, you know, keeping in mind...
Sir, I would request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up.
Sure. So thank you very much for answering the questions. All the best for next year, sir, and wish you safe health.
Thank you, Chirag.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Cheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so this is a follow-up to Chirag's question. I was going to ask that only. So you know, this is if you look at either way from, you know, percentage margin perspective or from, you know, the EBITDA per kg perspective, you know, it's a fairly higher number. And you know, when I looked at your capex per ton cost, you know, or capex per kg, you said that 40,000 ton capacity would come at about 400 crores. And if I have to take what margins you reported in quarter four, or you know, it tells us that it's now a 2-year payback period for an asset creation. Or even if I take margins what you reported for FY21, then it's just a 3-year payback period. You know, these are fairly short payback periods for, you know, industrial businesses like ours. So, is it good to refer that what we were doing historically at about 15-16% margin is more sustainable in nature, you know, if we look at, you know, slightly longer term in our business?
We are working to sustain a margin of around 17%.
Okay, we'll sustain a margin of about 17%.
We are moving the direction.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on the piping market side, so you gave out two figures, you know, which mentioned that there was a piping market decline of about 10-12%, both in CPVC and PVC. And we are either flat or growing in one of the segments. Now, this market, in your opinion, what should be the organized, unorganized market share left in the market? And second, at what rate do you think the piping market should grow incrementally for the next 2-3 years?
The piping market should go on growing higher than the GDP growth. And definitely incrementally, yes, in a small way, the share of unorganized players will go on sinking and the organized players will go on growing. Because the way new and newer large systems are going to plastic piping system, the steel pipe also become very expensive. And more systems people are introducing into piping. Plastic piping is a good business, international size also. So, we believe the business will go slowly shifting from organized to organized player for sure.
Okay. This 400 crores which you mentioned for 40,000 ton, it's an integrated complex setup for a plastic products business. This includes everything?
Major definitely will be plastic piping. Okay. Plastic piping are big business.
Oh.
You see, overall turnover, plastic piping turnover was around 4,100 crores.
Yeah, I know that, sir. But this includes everything, right? If one has to create an asset for doing this business, it's about 100,000 rupees per ton.
So, I don't know, per ton.
Sir, 40,000 ton needs 400 crore capex. So, obviously, per ton of capacity creation, I just try to look at it that way.
We don't have capacity wise, but we believe that the 400 crore turnover, we should generate a turnover around 800 crore.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on great set of numbers. Sir, my question is more pertaining to volumes, basically. Just wanted to have one sense that you, of course, mentioned qualitative statements that, you know, April is down, but the YOY could be higher because last year was a shutdown. But can you quantify something versus March? How much are we down, given that, you know, rural areas that we are hearing is much more impacted?
And even March is always a booming month because our customers... We borrow some business in the month of March from April. So,
okay.
I can't, there's no purpose to compare from March number to April. April is always slower than March. So, April, this year April was reasonably okay. As I told that we are definitely better than last year. This year in the month of April, we sold 497 crore rupees product. Compared to last year April was 145 crore. Last year, April, sure. Nothing to compare, you see.
No, sir, that was helpful. Just one more question, since you said that, you know, in March, generally, you sell higher, and, you know, Q4 is one of the stronger quarters for us. Each year, we see Q4 volumes being, you know, higher than Q3. What was the reason for plastic pipes volumes this particular quarter being down on a QOQ basis? So, Q4 this quarter is actually down versus Q3. I'm talking only about the plastic pipe segment.
I don't... What is your question, Savaniji?
Plastic piping volume of Q4 are lower compared to Q3 volume.
Right. And generally, historically, what we see is generally on a higher side.
It depends on the product mix.
No. Not only that, Q4, the demand was normally coming properly from agriculture segment. As I told you earlier in the month of January, the irrigation demand was quite slow in January, March this year.
So it was basically because the agri demand was low. Is my understanding correct?
Agri demand was very weak in January, March compared to any January, March.
Oh, okay. Higher PVC prices.
Sorry?
That's because of significantly higher PVC prices.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But thereafter, now in April, people have started being used to the high price. So people started buying indicator pipe in April, not with the same speed as they bought last year, but the demand is slowly started coming up in aggregate market in April.
Sure, got that, sir. Sir, just an extension to this particular question. You, of course, mentioned a lot about plastic pipes demand being higher for the agri side this particular year. How about the demand from other segments like packaging and all, you know? How is it, seeing this trend, particularly in the month of April, given that there are restrictions, shutdowns, state-wise? So any flavor on other segments as well with respect to demand?
Packaging is essential product. Packaging demand will not go down. Packaging is essential product. Packaging is no issue.
Okay. So we may see impact in industrial and consumers is what you...
And even last year, April was very poor. No?
Right. Got that, sir. Sir, thanks a lot, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had two questions. One is, sir, can you give a list of products wherein we do more than 100 crores of sales, including so something like Simpolin walls, toys, laser music tanks? That's the first question. And so second question is, can you, sir, please provide an update on key few products, so something like Simpolin Star, BioFlock, and earlier we had indicated that we will be more aggressive in tanks. So how the progress has been, sir? These are the two questions. Thank you.
On Simpolin Star, it is very well accepted. And our BioFlock tank, there are some many technical issues. So unless we address it, we are not marketing it at all as on today. And so I think I repeat your point, the superstar demand is very good. And BioFlock tank, we have to still address some technical issues.
Okay. And sir, can you highlight the list of products wherein we will be doing more than 100 crores of sales?
100 crores is, the water tank is going to 100 crores plus.
Okay.
Power switching also will go 100 crores plus.
Okay. Sir, so something like toys, walls, DWC, these are segments that we are already in there. These are huge opportunities which are available to us. So are we already clocking 100 crore plus over here, or do you see the visibility that we will go?
Not in DWC, because DWC players were making all very lousy quality. We are making all very proper quality, and our quality is slowly and surely being accepted to more and more markets. We definitely will go on growing in DWC pipe, the right winner.
Right. And sir, walls and toys?
Sorry?
In walls and toys? Walls.
Walls.
Industrial wall or butterfly wall?
No, industrial wall is still not going to 100 crore. It is going to go to 100 crore plus. But if our industrial wall or various wall, which is going to cross 100 crore.
Interesting. And sir, we are also into toys, which is a very big segment. There is an export opportunity also in toys as a segment. So sir, how are we looking at this particular segment?
Right, did you follow it?
No, toys, you are talking about toys, no?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Toys, yes.
Yeah, so toys is a very small business, you see. It's part of a protective packaging product. The base material is packaging product what we manufacture in. Out of that, we have created the small division for toys. It is very small at this moment. Very, very long to go to reach 100 crore that way. And it is made from the foam, polythene foam product.
Okay. That helps, sir. Thank you so much for the answer. I'll join back the queue. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shrenik Bachawat from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. So could you please throw some light on how is the infra segment demand for plastic pipes in 4Q21? And my second question is, what is the outlook on PVC resin prices? Do we expect it to soften anytime soon?
Mark, you want to know?
Outlook on infrastructure demand.
Sorry?
Infrastructure demand and PVC prices
also. Infrastructure demand is quite brisk. We cater to by polishing pipe and all the GWC pipe and PVC pipe all going for infrastructure and the demand is quite robust. Hello?
Sir, thank you, sir. And sir, what is your outlook on the PVC resin prices? Sir, do we expect it to soften anytime soon?
Now, the PVC price of this plateau, we expect the price will start falling.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
It may not go back to the old level, but definitely it will not now remain at this high level also.
Thank you, sir. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Sir, his question is answered, sir.
Hello?
Yes, his question is answered. So, we move on to the next question, which is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you comment on the performance of Supreme Petro? My line was disconnected. I think somebody had asked that question. But what is your view on polystyrene prices and overall performance of Supreme Petro, sir?
Supreme Petro, you are asking or what?
Yeah,
Supreme Petro.
Yes, sir.
No, no, we've taken in hand, we expand our capacity, our present capacity is fully sold out.
Yeah.
Our capacity to make polystyrene and expand the polystyrene, both are sold out. So we have taken in hand to expand both capacity of both the product. Polystyrene we are increasing by 90,000 tons and expandable polystyrene by 30,000 tons. And the investment is going briskly, and we hope that one after another, starting from December 2021, by end of March 2022, we should be complete with all our expansion plan. And we expect demand, maybe it will be temporary setback, but otherwise demand for the overall year may remain quite okay.
So what is the capex for this expansion, sir? For
In Supreme Petro, we have committed capex of 260 crores.
260 crores. And these prices are sustainable, sir, of polystyrene and expandable polystyrene?
The price are always linked to the price of styrene monomer. They remain always volatile. But present delta, what we are enjoying today, may remain good for some more period. We can't say how long it will continue. Presently, we are enjoying better delta. Due to the international, the demand is quite brisk.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best. And a small suggestion from my side, if we can have a separate call for Supreme Petro, it will be better, sir. Please think over it.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Mohammed from Optimum Securities.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Sir, this was regarding again Supreme Petro. So in the last annual report, you had mentioned about postponing the mass ABS project for some time due to COVID restrictions. So are you bringing that project live again or it will take some time or you will take it up after the PS and the EPS expansion?
No. They will go simultaneously. We are moving ahead with our mass ABS project. We are now discussing with the technology corporation with some company. And we hope that the technology cooperation agreement may be finalized in the next 2-3 months. And then we will move ahead with our putting up mass ABS plant. They will go simultaneously. We have no reason to slow it.
Okay.
No plan to slow it.
So, this will also come to stream by March 22 or it will take some time?
No, it will take time, dear friend. It will take time.
Oh.
Once the technology agreement is fully signed and delivered to us, then we will inform the our investor partners what is going to schedule of that mass ABS plan to start.
Okay.
This time we announce.
Okay. Okay, but thank you.
The investment is still on our radar.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today.
Hello.
I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for all the questions. Thank you very much. And we wish all of you very safe and very safe during the COVID time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Okay. Thank you.